Far from Ohio, there's a more unlikely battleground state, Hawaii. The Aloha state was supposed to be a Democratic lock. In 2000, Al Gore won there by 18 percentage points. Hawaii's senators and two congressmen are all Democrats. But recent polls show the battle for Hawaii's four electoral votes dead even. So yesterday, Vice President Cheney traveled over 3,000 miles to a late-night rally in Honolulu. It was the first campaign stop in Hawaii by a candidate on a major party's presidential ticket in 44 years. The Kerry campaign sent daughter Alexandra Kerry and Al Gore to Hawaii this past Friday. Hawaii has gone Republican for president only twice since it won statehood in 1959. It went for Richard Nixon in 72 and Ronald Reagan in 84. Bob Reese is a political writer and host of Talk of the Islands on Hawaii Public Radio. He says Hawaii's politics seem to be changing.
Part of it is due to the strength of Governor Linda Lingle, who became our first Republican governor in 40 years just 2 years ago. And there does seem to be a resurgence in Hawaii of conservative Republican strength. I expect that to last. Hawaii doesn't so much have generational cycles as it does half-century cycles, and that we seem to be on the cusp of one of those right now. We're coming out of 40 or 50 years of Democratic rule, and it looks like we're going to be in store for some stronger Republican contenders in the races.
One other factor, of course, is that Hawaii has a large military population. Do you think that might be swaying things one way or the other?
I don't know if it's swaying things, but you're absolutely right. It's important. We have a lot of not only active military, but retired military. Those voters seem to favor the reelection of President Bush, and I think the increases in their proportions and visibility have given a little bit of a push to Bush. But I don't think that explains the strength of Bush here, whom the polls show running dead even with John Kerry.
Given this unprecedented amount of attention for your state in a political season, what do people make of that?
People here, I must confess, I think are kind of amused by it, that after all these years of making perfunctory votes in the presidential elections, the national press and the presidential campaigns are actually coming to Hawaii. There is, however, a monetary reward in all of this for the state of Hawaii. And that is that the television stations and the radio stations and our two newspapers seem to be taking in a huge amount of political ads at the last minute paid for by the Democratic and Republican national committees. So in that regard, it's been sort of an economic bonanza for the state.
Polls close in Hawaii at 6 p.m. tomorrow. That's 11 o'clock Eastern time. And you do hear something about this scenario that late into the evening that it could be Hawaii that puts one of these candidates over the top.
Well, it's possible. I'll tell you, we're very excited here in Hawaii. The only presidential candidate who's ever been here as part of his or her campaign was Richard Nixon in 1960, and that's only because he made a loose campaign promise at the beginning of the campaign that he would campaign in all 50 states. But this is the first time that the four electoral votes of Hawaii have ever even been mentioned as a factor in the presidential election.
Yeah, Richard Nixon went out to Hawaii in August of 1960, and that trip was considered a mistake. Do you know why?
People pointed out to him later, shouldn't you have spent that time in Illinois? He went to, I think, Alaska and Hawaii on the same trip. And when you think about it, it really cost a candidate 2 or 3 days to do that.
Well, Mr. Reese, thanks very much.
Okay, thank you, Melissa. Nice to talk with you.
Bob Reese is a political writer in Honolulu and host of Hawaii Public Radio's Talk of the Islands.